pale, raging drunk. She blitzed the whole bloody conference, denouncing it from top to bottom for what she called the Anglophone imperialism of the predominantly male organising group instructors. What a wonderful setup for me. I was coming next. I thought, in the words of Nell McCafferty, well, kindly assessed. Bear in mind, this is Amsterdam. You never quite know where the other birds get to in the afternoon. They might have made the way to those little paradisos where they smoke things on individually, hand wrapped by Mrs. W.D. and H. O. Will. In which case, I was just kind of a little blob on the horizon. And in those circumstances, when people don't know me at all, I suppose for external appearances, I roughly approximate to the masculine because of the beard there, convicted on count one. And then they were assuming I was going to be talking in English. Convicted on twice, guilty twice over before I shifted one cheek of my well-upholstered backside or three. But just in case there are any of you here who are gay life atheists, agnostics, a la carte Catholics, theological wobblers of any kind, gouters like that horrible Dawkins creature of the very existence of God herself. Let me tell you, I have personally directed an immediate experience of the existence of an all-wise, all-merciful, and all-seeing God. Because when I got to the podium, I suddenly had an access of inspiration. I remember the Bantu's coin, the Kung Fu Fox. And I said, more or less, I said to the Zinni, Agwini Ushabele, Kohos Muram, their astives, the car, just I will rule Amsterdam. Now, I know most of you know what that means, but I understand there are a few stragglers from number four.
This, in case you don't know, is David Norris. At a wedding, doing stand-up after dinner.
Ladies and gents, I'm Delira and excited. All of the beautiful and astonishing in Amsterdam, but being too sure a politician, I went on, ah, how broad our impression. Our credit not will still be shut to call the mission. Sure, well, my heart is broke. You don't understand, there's no simultaneous translation service. Well, frankly, if I had been, I would have been, as we say, with no offence, north of the Liffey, rookie bollocks, trying to think of all the different sexes and terms. But it had one effect. I was immediately transformed into the most linguistically oppressed minority in the whole country. And you know how the Dutch love minorities? Never unto this night have I been so welcomed and wassailed and made feel at home. And so, thank you. And thank you for making me feel so much at home. It is wonderful. I want to say this. We're always beragging ourselves. And we think these are cliches, and some of them are. The Irish girls, the gay penithology, and all. And things like that awful leprechaun shop across the street, where they sell plastic shillelaghs, for Jesus' sake. But the Irish girls of the gay penithology, it is true, absolutely 100%. And I can tell you, and I defy any, I know that you come from half the counties at least in this wonderful island, but I can tell you one thing, although I'm a Dublin, the Irish world is in its purest form in my ancestral, wonderful bogs of County Leash. And I tell you why. I used to take my aunt down there, which was in her 90s, to a lovely little country house hotel called Roundwood, which was built by an ancestor of mine called Anthony Sharp, who went to America and spent William Penny with the Quaker. Penny was a huge success. They started in Pennsylvania and all this stuff. Royal Anthony was a complete disaster. Came back, grew sheep on the Seagull Mountain. With a huge success, sent it up to Dublin. He was employing 400 people in 1680. And in 1680, he entered history because he's on public record for refusing to discriminate against any of his employees on grounds of religion or political view. Isn't that wonderful? When you think about 1680, but there's better news still. 1641, the exhibition was in Trinity. You know, when they opted and they added in the north of Ireland and they hacked hell out of the frogs. Now, we're not going to look at that in the historical context. But if you do,
Maximilian, I'll be in touch.
You start, it doesn't matter. What I want to illustrate is something detached from the historical panorama, and something that has to be mentioned in the open or anything else. I'm sorry. There's a document there, Owen Roald Neill, who was a devout Catholic, came back from the Spanish Netherlands.
Oh dear, I have to leave. I have to go and catch a train and to go back to Cork. And I leave David Morris in full flight after dinner speech at the Aware. That's it for now.